the bearded man spun to the cobbles. Out of the corner of her eye, she noticed another man in a camouflage jacket drop his rifle, hands flying to his throat, where blood was gushing from a gaping wound.
Ryan!
The woman with the barely healed scar that disfigured her face was close to Mildred's left. She spun.
Beach!
Her M16 nearly cut in half the man next to Mildred, whose flash saved her from instant death.
Bitch yourself!
Mildred put her fifth bullet through the shattered bridge of the woman's nose.
Doc! Run for it!
Mildred had backed again into the half-open doorway. A burst of fire tore splinters from the frame near her head. She wasn't sure, but the blaster sounded like Strasser's Russian Stechkin pistol. But now it was the Lords of Chaos who leaped grinning into the arena of death. Ryan had gunned down two more of the attacking band with his Heckler and Koch, cutting Strasser's force still further. The original 30 was now barely half. The survivors had begun to open fire, shooting indiscriminately, spraying the huddled masses of the settlers, killing 20 of them in the first few seconds. Doc saw his chance and took it, knees cracking like cherry bombs as he hurdled the dying woman. Mildred was beckoning frantically to him, waving his own beloved Lamar pistol in her free left hand.
Come on, you old coot!
A blaster kicked sand around his feet, and something plucked at the sleeve of his old-fashioned frock coat, but Doc ignored it. Mildred moved farther into the doorway, holding her revolver with its vital last bullet set under the hammer. She saw Doc closing fast. Then she spotted one of Strasser's thugs with his rifle at his shoulder, drawing a bead on the old man. She didn't hesitate, aiming and firing in one sinuous movement. The big 38 round struck the stock of the M16, took off the top joint of the shootist's thumb, then ripped into his right cheek. Splinters of wood and lead peeled away the flesh like a surgeon's scalpel. JB, Christie, Jack, and the Major watched the killing ground. Only a little group of women clutching children remained upright. Everyone else was either lying down taking cover, or they were dead. Ryan had taken out six of Strasser's butchers.
Kill the old man!
Strasser kept himself safely behind cover, not realizing that Mildred's blaster held only six rounds. A stunted man in a camouflage jacket and pants cut off at the knees suddenly erupted from the ground in front of Doc, holding his carbine at the hip. His face was twisted with anger and hatred, and a thread of spittle hung from his lip. Ryan saw him. But Doc's attacker was too quick, and the bullet missed by a clear couple of feet. Doc skidded to a halt, looking past the venomous dwarf to Mildred, appealing for her to shoot. Like Strasser, he hadn't been counting rounds. The woman shoved the empty revolver in her belt and tugged out the massive Lamar. Its scattergun barrel wouldn't do the job at anything over a few feet. It might wound the killer or distract him, but it wouldn't save Doc's life. Holding the gun by its polished walnut grips, Mildred lobbed it high in the air.
Catch it!
Strasser's man half turned toward her, a nervous tick pulling at the corner of his mouth. Ryan saw something flying through the air, reflecting the sun. It hung for a long moment at the zenith of its flight, then began to fall earthward toward the waiting hands of Doc.
Catch it, Doc. Catch it!
What?
Doc realized that the Lamar was going to drop short, and he began to move, powering himself forward and to his right. Fingers straining, he brushed the metal, dropped it, fumbling again, and plucked it from the air, inches from the dirt. He nearly let it fall as he landed, rolling clumsily on one shoulder and coming up miraculously with the blaster cocked and ready in his fist. Strasser's man stood gaping less than a yard away, his finger numb on the trigger of his M16, a half second away from buying the farm. Doc pulled back on the Lamar's trigger. Standing behind the diminutive killer, Mildred had a ringside view of the effect of the big Lama.
Damn.
Sharon Vare was cowering in the dirt just behind, and the shock of the Lama lifted the small man's body clear on top of her. The scattered round had starred into his throat and ripped it apart. The artery fountained with bright blood, and chips of shattered vertebrae peppered the wall near Mildred. His lower jaw vanished in a welter of crimson. Mildred saw the old man frozen on his knees, a rictus of delight on his face at his own agility and the success of the shot.
Come on, Doc.
Oh, yes. Quite right, Dr. Wyeth.
Doc rose and lumbered toward her, sliding through the door moments before Strasser emptied his machine pistol at him.
Thank you, my dear Mildred. I am considerably in your debt.
Yeah, I know. Now let's haul ass out of here.
Court Strasser shared her sentiments. It had to be Ryan Carter who was picking off his forces from cover somewhere on the edge of the ville and using a long gun with lethal accuracy. At a quick count, Strasser could only see about a dozen of his original strength still moving. Ryan squinted out from the firehouse.
We got him cold. Mildred and Doc are safe away. Bastard Strasser's lost his cards. We circle around him, and we could hit the ones left.
How many of the good folks are still living?
Could be half of them chilled, Major. Still means a lot more living than if we'd held off.
Christy was leaning against a rotting window frame, shading her emerald eyes as she stared toward Salvation.
They're breaking for it. Strasser's hiding behind a group of the women going for the loco wag.
Ryan managed to shoot two more of the gang as they moved toward the waiting locomotive. They didn't bother to use the turntable to move the train the right way. As soon as Strasser was aboard, encouraged from a carriage window by his woman, smoke began to gush from the stack. The wheels spun around as the reverse gear was engaged too quickly, but the train eventually began to move slowly toward the mountains. The last that Ryan saw of Strasser was a fist shaken from the driver's cab of the vanishing train.
Oh, Jack! You're alive!
When Sharon Vare saw Jack, she ran to him, throwing her arms around his neck. She was covered in dappled patches of drying blood. The scene was one of total confusion. The cobbled yard was slippery with pools of scarlet, and the dead and dying were everywhere. By the time Ryan led his group back into the ville, every one of Strasser's gang within Salvation was dead. Most had died quick and clean, taken out by Mildred or Ryan himself. Two had been wounded, and they'd been butchered by the women of the wag train, who'd used scissors and knives. Major Ward took a swift count of the losses of the settlers, reporting back to Ryan with a grim face.
Hell, son, it's bad. More than half gone to meet their maker. Another dozen with bullet wounds. Elder Vare was first to go, it seems.
Yeah, Doc and Mildred told us that already.
The wagmaster seemed to have aged 10 years in a single morning, and he shook his head in bewilderment.
Over 70 dead right here.
Strasser would have slaughtered every one. You have to believe that.
I guess so, ma'am. But what happens now?
The twin steel rails arrowed away from the township. A black dot, topped with a smudge of gray, showed that Strasser was nearly in the hills.
It's a shame there isn't another of those loco wags. The odds are more in our favor now, and I'd like to go after Strasser. Try to end it.
Mildred smiled.
I got an idea, Ryan. Not exactly a loco wag, as you put it, but it'll do.
There were farewells. From most of the settlers, there was a bitterness that verged on outright hatred. Several of the older women survivors spat at Ryan and the others. Sharon Vare wouldn't be separated from Jack, throwing herself at him, even when she was forcibly removed. A white-haired matriarch had to stop her.
Let him be, child. Him and the one-eyed man and the rest just brought us trouble and a mess of dying. We got to leave this place of blood as quick as we can. Set him by, girl.
I won't, you old witch, Carrie Reese. He come back and saved us. Jackie loves me true and wants to come and be with me forever and ever. Don't you love her?
Jackie? Fuck you, J.B.
Despite his pallid complexion, Ryan could almost have sworn that Jack was blushing.
He wants to stay, don't you, Honey Bunch?
Do you, Jack?
Huh.
Now, you often said you wanted to drop out when you meet the right woman. So you met her?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Won't drop out one day.
But you also said something about wishing to make the acquaintance of a suitable young person of the opposite gender, did you not, Jack?
Yeah. Fine woman.
Sharon Vare clutched at his hand, pressing it to her lips.
And now you've found me, dear heart, haven't you?
No.
Oh, my breaking heart! You said you'd met the right woman.
She stood, hands on hips, glaring at him accusingly.
Yeah.
Me?
No.
Everyone was now thoroughly confused. Ryan started to pick up on what Jack was saying.
You mean that Sharon here isn't the lady you found? But you have, somewhere, found yourself a lady. And you want to leave us now to go and be with her. Is that it?
Two out of three, Ryan.
Jack grinned, eyes glittering like tiny chips of living fire.
Now I don't know what the Dark Knight's going on.
One, not her.
Jack pointed a long, slender finger at Sharon Vare.
Two, woman someplace, yeah.
He smiled at Ryan.
Three, not leave you now. One day. Maybe close, Ryan, but not yet.
Do you want to tell us who the lucky young woman is, Mr. Lauren?